Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm ready and I'm prepared to dig into the night. Tonight, we'll talk about the three L's of understanding the music business. And if you want to know what those L's are, you have to stay tuned. Before we get into the topic, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to express ourselves collectively as a community. And as we do come together, Lord, let us be respectful to whom you are, the creator, who have given us this path that we can express ourselves. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about the three L's of understanding the music business. The first L is to look. And the second, to listen. The third is to learn. First of all, there's so much information that we can look up today and look out for. The L is to help us look into this business at a different perspective than we ever have before. And that's us looking up that information, searching, finding that information in books, videos, all kinds of avenues and venues through the wisdom of other people. And then listening to these people who have put this together for us to keep it up on deck. The wisdom of our elders, the wisdom of the forerunners, the people who have been our experience in this business. And then we're talking about learning it, encompassing it all, and then taking it, thinking it out, planning it out, and then executing upon it. That's what we're talking about tonight. So with that said, I'm going to open up the floor, and I'm going to let you guys give your take on tonight's topic. I got Hatch. Hatch is on deck with me. Hatch, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hey, God bless you. Good to be back on Hip Hop National. And just want to say God bless to everyone. And I hope you enjoy the weekend coming back to school to all the young people. As this lesson is tonight about look, listen, and learn, get your education. That's why you're in school. Just saying the other day, talking to a young man, you know, and I said, you know what, I'm getting ready to go back to school. He said, you're too old to go back to school. I said, you're never too old to go back to school. I said, something that I learned a long time ago is that no matter how old you are, as long as you're breathing, you'll never stop learning. There's plenty of things out here that excite your mind and to continue to grow and mature and develop. So coming to music is the same thing that I'll open up with tonight. With I thought about the song of the stylist is Stop Looking, Listen. But just add that stop to learn. I'm just ready to focus on it and talk about it. And I hope after we finish tonight, again, that we give somebody some information and some tools that they didn't have before. So that's why we here on Hip Hop National tonight, you know, to help support in that area for what you need to know or want to know about the music business. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. It's about the music business. I totally agree. Right on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Poetic, Hatch, and Frankie D. Yeah, good
Frankie
evening.
Frankie D. You fell off. I'm hoping that he'll call back in, but he didn't fell off at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the funny part about this is that when we talk about the young folks, just like Hatch was saying, you have to continue to learn. You don't know it all, but we're talking to the know-it-all generation. You know, I've got a 13-year-old daughter. I've got a 19-year-old son, you know, and when you start to explain things or formulas in music and what have you, you know, first you get that, I know, I know, I know. No, you only think you know. You're assuming so many things. Things change, you know, and unless you take and read and research and educate yourself, you still can't say what you know. You can only say, I can do, you know. So when we start to talk about that, you know, the look, the listen, the learn, just as being the music director on Hip Hop National, I've tried to talk to some of the artists that have sent submissions, and thank God we're getting submissions, you know. So it's a point when I talk to them, you know, we get submissions that I have to reject. And the only reason that they're rejected is because they don't understand what radio clean mix is or is about. Or, you know, some think you're asking them to change and dumb down. And, you know, I've even heard the terminology sell out. No, we're trying to make them marketable so that they can sell their product. And, you know, so that the whole thing about, you know, the L's, I guess talking after we're off of the radio and just some of the frustration that I've gone through, trying to get some of these artists to understand that we're here to make them successful. But we have a platform. And on that platform, we're trying to get them into mainstream radio. Well, we went through that on our last show, mainstream radio clean, so that we can present them. Because they don't know how many A&R people listen to this show, how many connections that they possibly can be worked. So they, you know, they don't listen. So, you know, I'm going to throw it back so, you know, that we can hear other people. Back to you, Poetic. Well, I guess I'm supposed to keep on talking because Blog Talk has had issues after issues.
That wasn't a blog.
So, you know, are you there, Hatch?
Hello?
Are you there, Hatch?
Sure. What's going on? I heard
you know what? This is the funny part.
Shouting out at
the
Poetic.
Show is going out over the air.
You know,
but
took his coffee
the
break
board
already,
and
huh?
Blog Talk.
Well,
I don't know if you've
like
noticed, but it sounds like when you're talking that everybody disappears.
Yeah.
And so that's what's happening on our side of it, but not out to the people that are listening to the show.
Can you guys hear me? Actually,
yes.
Blog Talk, I'm just letting everybody know, I'm going to put out the disclaimer that Blog Talk has said themselves that we are experiencing technical difficulties. What's taking place is the host and the guest is sometimes dropping off. In fact, it says, right now they're saying all issues with voice dropping off have been resolved. So they just put up a new report. If you see anything at all, please report using the help tab of the studio. So evidently they've done some updating.
But we keep dropping off, though. We can't hear each other, but I've been monitoring the show.
Yeah, because I just heard you talking, and I heard Hatch.
Yeah, I'm still in the house.
All right, Hatch. I just didn't want to find myself out here alone.
Yeah. Nah. Everything.
Well, I gave
good,
it back
but,
to you, Poetic.
But,
what do you have to add to this?
Yeah, it's just the key word that you said was talking about young people, and I kind of grinned when you said that. And it's strange that word sellout, you know, and you're correct. You know, we got a mindset of a generation And I wish some young people would call in so they can answer some of my questions that I'm concerned about, or where their mindset, their frame of minds, who are they talking and listening to, that they're getting some of the information and the answer about music business or how to be success. I just like to say, when it comes to selling out, you're selling out when you're falling into the same conformity of what you're hearing out here that you see the young artists doing, when you already understanding. And I know from moral issues, you know, we was taught right from wrong. And when you feel that you have to use every foul insanity language in the book, that you have to disrespect and be negative as far as talking about killing and hurting and taking. You know, only thing that I can say that you're in a real awakening from the underground. I guess this is the underground music that a lot of our young people are listening to, and that's why it's called underground. You know, but again, if you really want to make it in this business, and many shows that we had in the past, we always spoke about how to get established and be known, you know, and one of the best ways and one of the things that I would support and put my confidence in right now, if you're really serious about music and being heard and want to get your music out, I said right now, Hip Hop National Radio, you know, is the place you need to be. You know, because what's going on now with the world and the way it was back in the day when I was coming up, I say you got the most blessed and greatest opportunity now that you don't have to be a star. You don't have to have a contract, a major record contract in order to hear your music. You know, you have the opportunity to do it yourself, you know, so. Now you have so many avenues, such as Hip Hop Nationals. You have Facebook and YouTube and all these avenues on the internet now that you can be heard, you know. And like Raw Dog said, there's a thing called radio friendly. And there's a respect that you have to keep in order to have your music heard on the radio. And even with the artists that's out there, like a Lil Wayne, some of his music become irritating to the ear, because even on the clean music, after you hear so many skips and scratches and mutes from all the cursings and the things that can't be said on radio, the music's not enjoyable anymore. So if that's not what you want, keep it clean. I say, listen. And say, look, listen, and learn. That's what we're here for tonight. Yes, sir.
I got to say, I don't understand a lot of the music today because of the so much filtering out of words. It's like every other word is being filtered out. So how is the message getting across on the song that you actually wrote? You know, that's, to me, that's one of those things that we have to take a look at as music artists today. We have to look at the trend of the industry. Is it going in the right direction for to the best highlight my craft? You know, what I'm capable of doing. I'm a songwriter. I want to be known for what I do. But if you're being a copycat and you're copying the wrong cats, how is it that you're going to stand out and differentiate yourself from the rest of the crowd?
You know, you know what? I think where the confusion with a lot of the young folks are, it turns into they see a live performance of their artist that, you know, like a Jay-Z or a Lil Wayne and what have you, and then they listen to it on the radio. But now what gets those guys over is the club mix, people dancing to their song. They're forgetting what the actual purpose of music is about. It's about dancing, romance, motivation. It's, you know, so they get hung up in trying to give you that live performance. I'm the biggest, I'm the best, I spit, you know, this and that and the other, and the ego side of it. When they forget that they're supposed to be doing a production for the radio, for people to hear, and then they forget that they need to do a dance mix, a romance mix to it, so that it fits in an occasion. You know, we were talking the other day, and I forget who it was that said, oh, he didn't see anything wrong with them spitting about how good they were and this and that and the other. And then that person started saying, well, you know, in the rap battles. Well, that's where that might fit. But it doesn't fit in success because you want to be heard in the club. You want to be heard when they're making love. You want to be heard while they're getting together and they're going to go on strike. You know, you want to be able to move a group of people, either dancing or romancing or, you know, let's just march, you know, and I can do it, you know. You know, some of the simplest songs are now making their way to the top. And, you know, a lot of hip-hop artists are getting angry because they say, oh, they're whack and what have you. Well, they're different. And there's a dance version to those songs, a lot of them, that we don't hear on the radio. You know, you'll hear DJs doing remixes for big artists. They're playing that in the club because you've got people there spending money to go and dance, mix, romance, whatever. And so you have to realize that, you know, you've got to have, well, in actuality, two different flavors of the same song, one that they can dance to, that every club can be playing your song. The other is that, okay, here it is for the radio. You know, it's not extended. It's not, how do they say, mashed up. You know, it's got more of the beat and the syncopation for the room to move with the beat and, you know, and vibe to the music and not necessarily a whole bunch of ego spinning, you know. It's that way. That's how the public embraces a song, you know. So when they watch them on TV, don't copy that until you do a live performance. Don't try to do that on a production. And we get that a lot, you know. They don't realize people want to bob their head. They want to dance. They want something to romance too. So, you know, these are the categories they're spending money on, and you might as well realize where the money spent is where you want to be. All right, Poetic.
Hey,
brought off.
Other thing I can say is look, listen, and learn.
Yeah, and I tell you, what the younger generation have on us that we didn't have in years past, I'll say some of us didn't, but some of us start to pick it up later, is really this internet thing, the power of the internet, how we're able to look up information, and we can look at others' past information, I'm saying mistakes, actually, so we don't go down that same road. It's much easier. It's at the fingertips, where we can look at videos, we can see all kinds of information out there now that people have, where people have flopped, so we won't go wrong in that area. Whereas years ago, we had to leave our home, go into a library, and pick up information out there.
That's, well, how blessed are we to be in this day and age where we can do that?
You know, I don't look at technology. Oh, by the way, this is Frank, y'all, if y'all can hear me. I hear the conversation where everybody's saying.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's happening? This is Frankie D calling in from Atlanta, y'all.
What's up, Frank?
Hey, nothing. I'm loving what I'm hearing, but I just want to be on track with you guys. With I keep hearing this over and over. This look, listen, and learn what y'all talking about.
Exactly. The three
L's. Okay, and how each one of those L's impacts every aspect of the music game in order to be successful in your craft and presenting yourself in the proper realm. This is what I'm thinking. Is this what the conversation is about?
Absolutely.
You're on.
Okay.
You're on.
Well, I got a comment just based on what I heard from what's happening, bro, dog?
Hey,
man, I'm sorry I missed you last week, brother, but there was some kind of problems. I can hear y'all. Y'all couldn't hear me. But it's all good. And poetic you too, brother. Peace and blessings to you and brother Hatcher.
Peace and blessings, brother.
Yeah, man.
What was you going to say, Frank?
So, basically, what I see when it comes to this industry is one thing that I've learned from, and I've been blessed to be around a bunch of well-known, gifted artists who had success in the music business. And one thing that they all told me, that they all said in common, was that understand that this is a business that you're in. And if you understand the principle, what they mean by that is that
he's going out on my
music.
He's going out on your guys' end?
I can
hear you. Yeah, he's going out on the radio, though.
Okay.
Oh, y'all can't hear me?
I hear you.
Go ahead.
Oh. Basically, what they all had in common, what I've learned in the scenes that holds true to this day, because it's a constant in the music business, is that the industry is not going to change how they make money. And the way they make money off of music is every venue that you guys are talking about, from having a club mix to having a love song to having a Christmas song to having a family reunion song. If you're going to play this game, then play it right. You know, understand that every aspect of this game is open for you to play it. So have all these things, and then you will have more chances that your music will be heard because you're going to stay current, you're going to stay up with the trend, and understand that it's the young people who's buying this music. They get the money from the old folks, even though they act like they don't listen to the music or they don't like it. I guarantee they play it at least once in their car. I know I do. You know, I can't say I don't like the music today. I understand the struggle that they have because this is all they have. They didn't have what we had growing up, where you had different genres of music on one station. It wasn't just an all hip-hop station or all R&B station. You got all your music on one station. It wasn't as segregated as it is now. So if you're trying to be in the club and you want to be heard, then you know you got to give that music to somebody, get them out there in that record pool so these DJs can get it. That's where they pick up all their music, you know? And the thing about you doing the remix, you ain't got to worry about it. If your song is hot, all the hot DJs out there are going to remix that bad boy for you. So that's already covered, you know. Just understand that everything you do musically is open. If you got the look and you look good, you're going to be exploited. Why? You're going to have videos. You're going to have pictures taken of you. You're going to be everywhere. We're going to promote you. We're going to market you. You are the new can of soda that I can't wait to open because you look so good and you probably taste even better. So this is what we're waiting for. So we're going to explore every aspect of listen, because you got to listen to, like I said, starting off my statement.
Well, we haven't got to the listen part yet.
You know? But this is what I learned from listening to them, and I'm passing on what they told me. Now listen to what I'm saying, then you'll learn. And this is how it all goes together. Because once you learn the industry and what you're in, then the potential for you to be successful is endless on your part, if you're willing to put the work in.
I have to agree with that 100%, brother.
But now here, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You know, the young folks aren't thinking in dimensions. Just like you said, okay, they put a song out, and the DJs are willing to do a remix and this and that and the other. Well, okay. Well, now, when you start to think about the financial side of it, you know, the creativity from that person, since everybody's independent. See, it's so easy to make a product, a song. But, see, that's the problem. They're not thinking in multi dimensions. They're only thinking in one dimension. And like you said, let the DJs do this, let this and that. Okay, well, you're letting money out the door. Because, you see, if they did it, then it's a point that they're getting out there. And, you know, whereas DJ that does it, the DJ is putting his name on the remix. And so, you know, that's Cheryl. Just recently said that she was doing a new song, and she was spending it to have DJs do remixes for her so that she could market it. You know, now that's a great idea, you know, because that's just like bringing more people on your team to work for you, you know. And she had one that was overseas that was going to do a remix. She had someone in the United States, and she had someone that was going to do a remix in electronica or techno. So she was hitting all the genres with her one song. And see, that's what I'm not seeing out of the young people. They're not taking their creations into more than one dimension. They're claiming it's all of this and that and the other without trying to twist it up and see if they can get the best out of it. Who's to say one of those versions isn't going to go to the top of the Billboard charts? You know, it may not be the one that I choose, but maybe the public will embrace the techno version, such as Nile.
I would just say on that point, you know the answer to that is hip-hop national radio. That's the only place that you're going to hear the type of music that has all the qualities you look for that the industry is afraid of. See, you're trying
well,
to go in
and we're
change.
Trying to get,
not
well,
you personally.
Well, I say
don't,
the industry
don't get twisted,
is
but,
afraid
hey,
of.
Hey, maybe that's why you haven't all just technical.
You know, is that, you know, it's not about what you want to do. It's how they want to handle you. You feel me? Because you can have everything in your mind, they come and take you, and then everything about you is wiped out the door. They done made you who they want to make. They done dressed you. They done gave you a new name. They done got a producer for you. They got a choreographer for you, photographer, videographer. They got everything for you. Everything you say, hey, man, but this don't sound like my song no more. It's not about your song. It's about you and this whole music business. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to sell you in this song, the whole package together. And we're going to exploit every aspect of it, from putting your ass on T-shirts to underwears for ladies. We're going to make money on this thing, and we're going to have a good time doing it. And you're going to be famous, and everybody else going to be rich. But that's a different conversation.
Okay, but see, now you just gave me
hey, where's my bobblehead?
You told the truth at the end of that, which was they're going to make money. And you're going to get famous. But see, guess what? You can't take fame to the bank.
You're going to be everywhere.
Thank you for the truth. Because you told them just the way it really, really was. That's why I said they should do. Because guess
well,
what? You don't
well,
have
you know,
to. That's part of the learning the business aspect about the expenses that they're going to charge you to do this. You know, I can respect that. I love the truth.
Hey, just look at it like this. I tell people, when you come into a game and you come in the game with nothing and you walk away with anything more than you started out with, you're successful. You understand? But
right.
It's how you take what your success is and make it grow beyond what you just accomplished. The name of the game is not being complacent to what everybody else is doing, and because you want to be original, but at the same time you understand trends and formats and what people are vying to, that you can tailor your music to that day's news flash and make a hit record. And if you do it right, you can exploit it on every aspect, from television to radio to movies. Like I said before, the clothing lines, and understand this, because, you know, we get ready to go to the break. You got to have a good management team behind you for this thing to really work. Work with people who are already successful, and then you know that you have a better chance at being successful yourself. So if you're a manager, is a manager for Backstreet Boys or somebody that's out there, you know it's a good possibility that your music is going to be heard a lot quicker than somebody who doesn't have that type of recognition or experience. So in closing, before the break, understand the business. That's the learning process. And then you can really be successful in every aspect of this music business. It's just not one thing. It's a whole lot of things that makes up this business, and it's a lot of money to be made on every aspect of it.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. You see, it gets thick right here on Hip Hop National. I couldn't even get in. The traffic was getting so cluttered right there. I could tell you like this, but I was liking the information. So, definitely, we're talking about the three L's of understanding the music business. And part of it is tuning into Hip Hop National, because Hip Hop National is really unfolding information about this business of music in different, from a different perspective, a different angle. We're getting it from industry insiders to talk to you about what's happening in this business, so you can take it, incorporate it, encompass it, learn from it, and take it into the marketplace so you can be what you need to do. Upload your music today, www.hiphopnationalradio. We give you up to 5 plays for free, definitely, on our program, so you can have a chance to build that momentum with your family, your friends, and your fans, so you can get an experience of what this program is really about. It's about marketing and promotions. We help you take your music from the studio to the bank. That's what we do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. So y'all keep it locked. The three L's of understanding the music business. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identity, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on hold, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the three L's of understanding the music business, and we just covered the first L, and that's look. The information that we have to look out for, the stuff that's already available to us, and bringing that into your fold and understanding it so you can use it in this business of music. Now, let's get into the part of the listening. And Frank kind of touched bases on listening because he was talking about his elders, because he kind of he laid his opening statement about it. But right now is a time where you need to be listening and opening your ears to the information that's out there. I mean, if you can't read, today's internet has brought this thing, like I say, a little bit much better in a more, I'd say, a more evolved way of communication. You can say just about anything you want, think it in your head, Google it, and get a video on it, and get instructions on the video. That's how powerful the internet has become. That's how powerful the communication has come. Now, everything you get in a video, you got to test it. You got to try it. Same thing with the wisdom of the people that's been in this industry for quite some time. They've been around the block. And they've been around one time or more, and they're able to tell you, hey, you're making a mistake. But as an artist, most artists, to be honest with you, they know already. Raw Dog touched base on that. I know. But yet, they continue to do it. All of us are human. I can admit to my mistakes. Can you admit to yours? I'm just telling you, we all do it. But when we're going to listen and learn, and that's the thing. The elders are there who've been in this industry, the people who's been experienced. Even some of the people are at a young age. They just got so much experience. Why not listen to that person? Listen to the experience of that person and say, hey, you know, maybe he got a point. I have to think about this. I have to plan out my path in this industry so I can be there and then execute upon it. We're going to open up the mics based on what I just said. I'm going to open it up and I'm going to start it with Hatch. Hatch, what's your thoughts, sir?
Hey, we're talking about listening. I'll tell you what a old wise man told me one time. He said, God gave us two ears and one mouth. He said that's because he wants us to hear more than we talk. So sometimes it's good just to take the moment to listen. And I think Raw Dog stated on even with his own kids, and I understand it, brother, because I'm a father too. I said if we dealing with our kids, I can imagine what it's like, and I already experienced dealing with young people who, you know, that's not kin to me, you know. So the attitude that they had this day, and I don't know, they call it hip hop, you know. They say this hip hop culture, you know. But I'm like, you know, that's why I said I really asked for tonight for the young people to call in and let me ask them some questions, because I'm really trying to understand this new generation with their attitude. You know, I think the blessing for us is, like I said, we had elders, and we was a generation that listened to our elders, and we recognized that they had wisdom. You know, the young people now, you try to tell them something, and it's like it's in one ear and out. And then they look at you, and you know, they got this new word where they call you old head. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you would think that hey, if you're looking at something that's old, you're looking at a oak tree that's been sitting there for 100 years, it can tell you some stories, you know. But they have the opposite attitude of thinking that the older you are, the less wiser you are. And the only thing I can say about listening and going back to, again, what Brother Frank and what Raw Dog said, and you said it yourself, Poetic, so we all on the same page. You know, if you're going to listen to somebody who has some experience. Listen to somebody who knows. Listen to somebody who's doing what you're searching for answers for. You know, you can't sit on the corner talking to your friends and talking about what you've seen on TV or hearsay. You know, go to the library, you know, on the internet. Like you said, you have all this information that's just out there. You know, it's so much. I'm so engulfed right now with information. So the only thing I can say is take those two ears. The reason why God gave you two ears because he wants you to listen a whole lot more than running your mouth and not saying nothing. I ended on that.
Awesome, brother. I'll tell you like this. We are having some definitely having the same board issues that we were having the other day, but the good thing that I understand about the whole issues is it's happening on our side, this board, the internal communication, what we're doing here. However, the external communication where we're broadcasting live out to the people, they're getting the information clear and concise. That's a good thing. So I didn't interrupt you, Hatch, because I'm now understanding that Blog Talk is having some technical issues that they have to deal with. And I heard you coming in and out. However, that means you were still talking.
Correct.
That, just to let you guys know, if someone's talking and we know that they're talking, just let them talk for a little bit, because right now, from my understanding, the board issues is on our side. The communication gap is here on the host and guest side. It's not on the broadcast side where we're broadcasting live to the people. Okay? So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and open the mic to Frank. Frank, I saw that you hung up, so you probably thought you wasn't hearing. So
yeah, it was going in and out. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me.
I'm just letting you know. You don't have to hang up. It's there. It's an issue that they are having. And because
I'm back, baby. I wasn't going to leave you hanging. I'm back. You know, I hang on in there. You know, I go down with the ship, baby. Listen, we're talking about the second L, learning. And listening.
The second L, listening. The importance of listening. Yeah.
Right.
And like I say, in this communication age, we have a lot to listen to. We have audio available to help us learn. I'm talking about to help us learn to be better communicators. We have audio available to help us motivate us.
We have access to information. We have access to more information in this day and age at our fingertips than we ever had, and how people are using it to better themselves by viewing some of the online lessons about the music business, even about playing guitars or even particular songs.
Even what we're doing here, like right now, we got this open forum, and with this open forum, people can call in. They can ask questions. The number to call in, by the way, guys, is 213-559-2995. That's 213-559-2995. If you're listening in by any other device, I'm just letting you know that you can call in. You can ask any questions that you want. All you have to do is press the number 1, and that let us know that you have a question or comment that you'd like to participate in tonight's topic or any topic of the week. So definitely, this right here is a prime example of what we have to listen to out there. okay, how we can better our game.
Okay.
But you know what? The funny part
maybe,
about
well,
it
now
is
that
you, when they listen to
you,
us,
you explained it again, and
none
I can get an opportunity
tell
to respond.
About our background as far as...
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I never got a chance to respond to this question.
Well... Hold on a second. His question diverted into something else, and what I want to say is that Hatchet asked for younger people to call in, and the trip behind it, and we talked about the information highway. Frankie D, Hatch, Poetic, myself, if we were to add to all the performances that we've ever done, I'm sure we're in the thousands. And, you know, the funny part about this is that we still are relevant in this industry. We didn't give up. We're still doing what we love doing, but we now are on the recording side of it and trying to help those younger people shortcut, because we're telling them how that they can become more successful. But in the same point, to learn and diversify, to understand recording, or understand the mixing, understand the promotion, and what have you. So when we are all talking, I want the young people to know, you know, we'd like them to call in because we're here to help. And each one of us has the credentials to explain any question they might have about this industry and about the possibility of finding the road to success, not only having the radio station. Go on, Frankie D. Take it.
Well, basically what I'm going to say about the learning aspect is it's, all I wanted to add objectively is understand this is a two-way process. That we have two sides that we have to look at to make this whole thing work completely. Because in order for you as an artist to be successful, it's correct that you listen to people who have experience, who are guiding you in your career. Understand that what their life experience is designed to do is to make it easier for you so you won't have to go through a whole lot of BS that us older cats may have to go through. Because the music business does not change the way it makes its money. So that's what makes the old folks and the old heads and the OGs in the game relevant, because they're giving you something that's going to help you make and continue to make your money. Then on the flip side of that, what makes us older cats relevant is understanding these trends that these kids are listening to and adopt that in yourself, because as you go through the four stages of yourself as a product, you know on the downsides you still have the opportunity to reinvent yourself as you're coming down that slide and still be relevant. So when you put both of those things into perspective, now we understand how we learn from each other and how you can be successful, because you're listening to not just what the old folks are telling you, but your old folks is listening to what the young folks is telling them what they're doing. I'll give you a good example. I look at Charlie Wilson. I look at Ronald Isley. These guys were in obscurity for a minute. You know, they did their thing. We were listening to them on the mature stations on the radio. And then they got with young producers that was doing something that was hip and hot right now. R. Kelly, you know, and so forth. Now these guys are relevant. They come back, and all the experience and knowledge that they had from all those years still is relevant and is good today and better than a lot of these young artists coming up who don't understand the whole process of the business, how to be successful and have longevity in this game. You feel me? Learn, but you learn from both sides of the game. And that way, man, your career is until the day you die. If you're a real musician, if you're a real artist, this is not a lifestyle. This is not a hobby. This is your life. You feel me?
But you know what? He just gave another L to this. Longevity. Now, that it should have been the 4L rather than the 3L. Because longevity means that you could grow and go with it, and it was part of something that it was part of your survival income. I mean, you know, the longevity of a career, you don't have to make $1 million the first year, but let's just say over the period of time you make $1 million. So longevity is part of the L's that should have been thrown in there with the other three. Back to you, Poetic.
Hey, can I add one? I have one more L. I need to add on to it too, Raw Dog.
Okay.
You know, since we're on the letter L, and I just like to add on and say, for everything we've been discussing and talking about this evening, I'm gonna say with all the ups and downs and the obstacles and the good and the bad times, I'm gonna tell you one thing about this business. If you don't love it, leave it alone.
It's just like a woman. It'll break your heart, but then, hey. Did we lose Poetic? Poetic, have you broke up?
Poetic here. I heard Hatch breaking up, so I just kind of let it be because I know it's broadcasting, so I'll just wait.
I got my point across. I'm done.
We didn't hear though, Hatch. I'm sorry, man.
I just wanted to say when Rud Dog added longevity, I said I like to add the fifth L to it. And that's love. I'm saying what you would have to go through this business to be successful.
Yeah.
If you don't love the game, I just said leave it alone.
There's no obstacles when you love what you're doing, baby. That's just
there
a roadblock, temporary.
Don't get me wrong. Love is the life of the game. The life and longevity of being in this industry. Because you got to love it. Because you got to go through the heartaches and pains of no pay to eventually getting paid.
Because you
pay
your dues. That's how we break it down, baby.
You got to pay the dues.
Get out there and do your work. Make it happen.
Yep.
Don't be afraid of yourself. Get out there and do the best you can. And if it's meant to be, it's meant for thee. So you keep that thing, keep your music going. Send it to Hip Hop National so we can get an opportunity to listen to some new stuff. That's what's missing out here. And this is what's going to help this whole industry get a taste of something new. It's coming out of independent radio stations such as Hip Hop National Radio. So this is one of the learning, as we've been saying all night, you're going to learn from these conversations. Listen every Friday night, 8 o'clock, with Poetic and Raw Dog and Hatch and Frank spitting off some of the greatest information that's going to help you in your career on Hip Hop National Radio. This is one of the L's right here. And you're going to love what we're doing because we're giving you the truth. So tune in, y'all.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Take it to church.
and then the other part, guys, is, and we're getting ready to go into this as the break, but just before we go into the break, is encompassing the life, the love, the longevity, the listening and the learning, the skills of it all, the looking for the information, listening for the information. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, of taking it in to thought, thinking about it, executing it, planning it out, and then executing upon it. That's what learning is. Learning is not only being filled with information and sitting down and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It comes down to what are you willing to put on the table? What are you willing to invest? And part of the biggest investment is your time, your grind, what you have to put in to make it happen. Learning all of the things that you need to do so you can stay abroad. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those things that we've even touched bases on this show of learning things that we have given you as tools to actually move forward in this business. So when we come back, that's what we'll be talking about. Anybody got any last thoughts on listening?
I'm listening.
We're all listening.
Yeah. Do you have any last thoughts that you want to share with these with our listeners as they listen?
I just would like to add on before break. The foulest that you young guys have to remember too. It was an old show that used to come on television, and I think Brother Frank and Rod Dahl touched on it early in the conversation, and that is, it was called Rich and Famous. So that's what this business will do also. It'll make you famous, but it doesn't necessarily make you rich. And you can be rich, and you don't necessarily have to be famous. So it's what you really want to do.
I agree with that 100% wholeheartedly. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us, okay?
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight it's been a great show, and I hope you guys get a chance to go back and take a listen to it. Very important, because we're talking about that tonight. Taking a look, listen, and learn. That's what it's about. The three L's of understanding the music business. And in the last part, we added a few more L's here. And that was the life, the love, and longevity of being in this industry. Why it's important to look, listen, and learn. Okay? So, with that said, we're going to get back into it. And let's talk about some of the things that we've talked about. Why you need to look and listen and learn. Just some of the just things that's out there. Why artists are not, you know, being successful, because there are things and tools that they're not using and not aware of why they need to invest in themselves and promote themselves. All of this stuff right there, that's the key. A lot of artists go into a studio. They put a lot behind their production. They put a lot behind a video, but then they fail to put the time in to promote the video. And promotions is the key to your success. And that's part of telling you to listen and learn it and encompass it into your work with all so you can make things happen. We're going to open up the floor to Hatch. Hatch.
Wow. Well, I just like to say, Poetic, you hit the head of the nail with the hammer, so precise, you know, because that's I think that is one of the main problems that caused the failure of their success is they under the illusion that, you know, if I go into the studio and I record these tracks and I make this CD, you know, that's all it takes, and the world is going to scream hip hip parade for me, you know, and I'm on my way down the yellow brick road, you know. But you're right, because even in my business, Brother Frankie D would say all the time, you know, you have to put in the work. You know, it's the work that when it comes to the work and promoting your music, getting out to the right people and the right resources to be heard, you know, and the sad part it sets right in front of their face. But they get stuck and frozen. They don't know what the next step to take. And not putting in no plug, but brother, I'm saying this to endorse Hip Hop National Radio Station myself. And I just like to say as a production, a Thunlight production, that's the reason why I'm on Hip Hop National Radio, and that's why I endorse Hip Hop National Radio, because this is the outreach that the new young artists out here need to take advantage of, you know, and it's setting for them to receive it and take advantage of it. And the main thing that you need these days and ages for quick promotion, even though you can use Facebook and YouTube and some of the other resources. As they say in the business, your music's not legit until it's on the radio. So here you have independent radio stations such as Hip Hop National Radio that you have the availability and the opportunity that I wish I had many years ago when I started in the business, but the technology didn't exist then, that you can just take your song and whether a record company was going to give you a contract or not, you can have your own make it or break it and see if someone loves your music, if someone's out there that your music appeal to. So promotion is that's the work. That's the real work. You know, really the recording aspect of the game, that's the fun and joy, because you're doing what you love. But in order to get your music out there and be heard, you got to put it to work, you know, and that's why promotion is the key. I leave it right there if anybody want to tag team and take it off where I left off.
Right out.
Yeah, you know, the promotion side of it is something they don't think about. They just think, okay, I've got something here, it's hot, it's good, and that's as far as they think. But this is a business, and a business has to advertise. You know, that's just the same way if you're going to go apply for a job. you're gonna, you know, if it's one that has a desk and you have people under you and what have you, and the requirements are you must wear a suit and a tie. Well, to go get that job, you're going to go there in the proper attire. You're going to go out and purchase it so you can promote yourself. Well, you're promoting yourself with your production, with your music. And, you know, overlooking the point of promoting yourself and paying to do certain things. I talked to an artist the other day, and he wanted his song played and us to critique it over the air. And I had to explain to him. He wanted to be fine-tuned and groomed just because of who he was, and I never heard of him. And I had to explain to him that you know, there's an expense in this business. You know, Hip Hop National doesn't get airtime for free. And so how did he expect to get his music talked about and him to be able to be heard over the radio? And he didn't even participate in our shows. He just thought he was that good within his own little box that the door was going to open up because he said his name. Well, I had never heard of his name, and Poetic had never heard of him. And, you know, it's funny because when I approached him for what he wanted and I told him what the cost would be to do that, he said, well, I'll just have to get back in touch with you in a week. You know, I just took my girlfriend out on a date last night. Well, okay. Priorities. If you're going to be in this business and you're serious about this business, then you need to get your priorities in line to be successful in this business. You're going to have to make sacrifices. And, you know, I understand having a girlfriend and what have you. Well, hey, is she in your corner or are you in her corner? You know, that's just the way I have to put that. You know, is she willing to make a sacrifice to understand that you're trying to get your career going and become successful in this? You know, I mean, there are sacrifices. And, you know, on behalf of Hip Hop National, this is an outlet for the independent artist. This is a way to promote your music. And the funny part about it is that, you know, yes, we take submissions for free and play them on the radio. But we don't give special kindness to artists that don't participate in our programs, that, you know, that aren't willing to promote themselves by paying a fee. You know, so we can keep the lights on, so we can keep the broadcast coming, so they can have an outlet for the music to be heard. So, you know, it's kind of insulting when they try to run a game on you and they act like they don't understand, but they want everything for free. Nothing.
Well, let me say this. Well, let me follow it up with this. A lot of artists, they, like I was saying, they mix and they master their music. Some of them don't even master it sometimes. But the thing it is, and we've talked about this, but promotions, when I say promotions is the key, part of it is understanding what promotions is. Part of it is knowing that my song is done. Now you need to start the promotion stages. And when I say that, part of it is you need to set up a plan to go out on tour. And then you have to put together the team of people that you want to broadcast that out to, and that's radio stations, believe it or not, magazines, putting a mailing list together, getting all your social media plan, and then campaign simultaneously. I'm not talking about piecemealing it. Those who piecemeal promotions trying to get their music out there, They do a drop here and a drop there. They're not being effective. Not being effective, hitting the masses and hitting them simultaneously. When you do a release, you have to pound the pavement for 3 months steady and put you a promotion campaign together that has a budget so I can hit not only Hip Hop National, but maybe some of the people in Hip Hop National Rolodex.
that I can get, expand my base. Some of the college stations that we could possibly hit it to, or some of the actually P1 stations that we're connected with. But put a plan together. Understand that you sow the seed, they are willing to help you. That's how this business works. Now, promotions is, whenever you're talking about promotions, that's a paid entity anybody knows about. It's not a free situation. Now, for airplay, people give you free airplay, but they do that to help you campaign. And that's what we do here, to help you campaign, to help you get your music out there and reach people that you normally wouldn't reach. We're going to go ahead and open up the floor to Frank. Hadn't heard from Frank for a minute. Frank, you got the floor.
Hey, I'm agreeing to a whole lot of the comments that's being made, you know, about the L's of the music business. It's all good. But I'm going to get back to what you guys saying. You emphasized on what are some of the things that artists don't do, that they miss out on opportunities because they don't understand how each L comes into place. And it's a simple evaluation that most producers know the type of artists that they're hired to produce. You got some who are born to do this. And what I mean by that, they come prepared. Not only do they have support, but they got family support. They've been doing this since they was 1 and 2 years old. They're gifted. They've just been doing this all their life. And so when these artists come to your studio, you know that you got a hard worker because of the support team that they're bringing. They already just saying, listen, all we need from you now is the music part, because we got everything else on our road to musical or entertainment success. And then you got the other side with those who think, well, because I got access to equipment that I never had before, that automatically gives me the title of producer, where because I got an MP3 5000 and a nice workstation or some programs, now all of a sudden somebody who never played music a day in their life automatically thinks, because I got this equipment, I'm a producer, because they're fabricating beats that are so basic and juvenile that you can't tell them what they're doing is nothing. But they get out here and perpetrate to give the people who are serious about this business a hard way to go, because they think it's easy. They don't have to do any work, that there's no work involved with it, that I can just come out here, throw this out here, and I'm going to be it. I ain't got to listen to you or nobody else, because that's how positive about my music I am, because I'm getting ready to change this game, because everybody going to be listening to my tracks. And then what I say is wrong. you're going to be an entity towards yourself, because you're going to make what a whole lot of people made in this business, a boomerang. Ain't going to go nowhere but back to you. And you're going to be stuck with a whole bunch of product that ain't going to go nowhere. So it's important that we understand that there is no one way about being successful in this business to incorporating these L's, but to use as many of them in your career path so that you have more options and you have more advantage over the guy who's not doing the work, who's not doing what you're doing. Like we were saying, pounding the payment, paying your dues, every an acronym that we use tonight to emphasize that we all saying the same thing, and we emphasize the ethics of the work, that if you love this, this is something that's not going to be a problem for you. But if this is something that you think you're just going to jump into because you think you got skills and you this and you ain't got to listen to nobody, listen, us producers know these kind of artists as soon as you come in the studio. And what we do is take your money and send you home. And we never hear from you again because, you know, you're a star in your neighborhood. You understand? Then, like I said, you got to flip side those who are serious that, hey, I want a production deal on this artist because I'm looking at the big picture. So listen, I'm going to, you know, strike that we sit here. I'm going to throw you a contract, and we're going to sit here and we're going to talk about this because I want to go further with you because you are what we look for in an artist because you come prepared. You are ready. You're willing. And you're not afraid of the challenges and all the ups and downs. You accept it all, and you keep moving forward, and can't nobody stop you. This is the artist that we all dream of finding someday so that we could be successful in our own paths. Because we worked with a whole lot of artists that wasn't worth working. We just took their money, and everybody can attest to that because this is about business. I know in my studios, I record everybody. I don't mean I'm the producer. I'm just the engineer tonight. But the whole thing about it is understand the compromise that it takes on every aspect. And if you know them, you're going to be blessed. You trust me. You're going to be blessed. It's not going to be hard for you at all.
Rondo, you got the floor, sir.
You know, he's right on that. You know, how does that go? Catch a sucker bump him in his head. Well, okay. You know, you can make a fool out of yourself as an artist. You know, if you're not going to be a true artist and able to evolve, and we're talking about your talent to make it grow, to listen so that you understand that maybe we bear inside the box thought and projection or of how they're doing it is not cohesive to the public.
It's respecting the position. It has to be where the artist respects the position. And when
that's hard for that. You know what? You're talking about a generation of young people that are, they know it all. They know it all. They, you know, and being an elder, when you tell them something, they just kind of look at each other and go, yeah, okay. But we want to do it this way. And then I understand you when you say, hey, well, yeah, we just, you know, turn our ear up and say, oh, money, it's going to cost
hey,
you such and such.
That's
you know, I do understand that because, you know, you're either going to learn the lesson the hard way or the wise way.
And usually they pay for it. And they usually pay for it. And that's the good part on my business because I ain't got no problem with taking your money.
That's no shame on the game. See what I'm saying?
You feel
well,
me? They got to learn
Frankie
the game
D,
that
you,
way.
You must admit,
or they're going to be
we had a heart for you must admit, we did have a heart for those that came in that we saw that it wasn't really in them. And there's many times where we just gave the people their money back and told them, you know, this is not for you, you know. So we had some heart in some circumstances, but those was the ones that, like you said, they was uncertain, you know. But like you said, this generation that I'm going to do it my way or the highway, then you just let them flow and go with the road. You know,
but the sad
and difficult about this generation, as we saw when the hip hop and the rap period, where this is why the studios and the record companies shut down. Back in the day, we was able to go up in New York and just walk up into the majors, the labels, and into the office and see if we can talk to a AR. But not only with that the attitude, it's the violence where if it don't work out that way, they ready to hurt you, you know? And they gonna demand their money and their master.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go to the floor.
We've been through all that experience.
I'm gonna go to the floor and I'm gonna give you guys my out for the night, my last tips of advice to these artists. First, I want to tell y'all, upload your music at hiphopnational.com. Right now, we have a film, if you guys are interested, that we are taking submissions for Complacent. Go look up the word Complacent, and we're not talking about the one that, okay, I'm kind of done, I can't take anymore, you can just run me over. And I'm okay with it, being complacent and not
in one place. We're talking about complacent as in a sense of, and you'll see it's two definitions of the word, being helpful, being proactive, being loving and caring. We're looking for that definition of the word for this film. The film is also got Forrest Whitaker as one of the backers. So definitely it's for Hi-Fi Films. If you guys want to get your music in, you do it now. www.hiphopnational.com. This is what we're talking about tonight. Look, listen, and learn. Look at the trends of the industry. Look at how we had the top five record companies out there that was the power mongers of the industry, how it has changed, how the independence is coming alive through internet broadcasts, through record sales today. They're changing the paradigm because everything has shifted. Since the internet has came into place, music sales and record sales is not as they used to be. And we're not just controlled by the industry anymore. We have an opportunity to express ourselves in a different way than we ever have before, and this internet allows us to do it. So look at that. Listen. I'm talking about listen. Listen to those for that information that's going to take you to the next level. And when someone's telling you to sow the seed, they're telling you to sow the seed for a reason, because it takes money to fuel the tank. Even the major industry, they would give you an advance, and then they wanted you to put your money in it. They made the money off the record sales because that's where the money was at, and you was paying your loan back. Today, you don't have to do that, but you have to become a business yourself. You have to become an entity and then start to build your business and invest in your business. The only way record sales for major record labels, they was able to promote. And if you notice, when they promoted, they put out flyers, they put out posters, they put out all kinds of information around the town. When you go, if you guys are probably not used to this, but going into the record store to see these big posters and stuff, that's what we need to do as independents today. So listen to look at what they used to do, listen to what we're saying here, and take it into consideration by learning it, thinking it out, planning it, and executing it. That's my words for tonight and getting it out. www.hiphopnational.com. Let's get your music in if you want to do it for the movie, or let's get it in here for play so people will hear it and expose it to the world right here on hiphopnationalradio.com. Right on.
Yeah. I think that was most excellent. I mean, you know, I think we've had a great discussion tonight. You know, and, you know, you spelled it out for them. I mean, you know, I hopefully it was simple enough that people could pick up on it and understand that, you know, no matter how good you are, you know, this is a big country. This is a big earth. And, you know, it's important for them to get out there to the mass of people. And, you know, Hip Hop National, to me, is a great point of entrance for these independent artists. And as many people and connections as you know, you just spoke on the film that's looking for music entries, you know. So you have so many outlets for them not to participate in a promotional plan and getting their music on the radio through Hip Hop National. It's either they're real and they're going to be an artist, or they just want to be, and they're playing like they want to be an artist, you know. And that's okay, but hey, you know, step aside for the real. Because you see, you know, the industry, they're looking, you know, just by the people that you've told me that have contacted you and asked you about different artists and what have you. The industry's looking, but they're just not going to jump in the pool on the bucket of all of these artists and without someone giving them a nod and someone having something good to say about the artists and how the artist represents themselves. So, you know, I think this was a good show. Back to you, Poet.
All right. We're going to pass it over to Brother Hank.
Hey.
Frank, I mean. Frank. I was using Hatch name.
That's my twin.
All I want to say in closing is that, once again, you know, here's an opportunity and format that we've been blessed to sit here and participate in. And if I was to give any advice to any artist out there today, and that would be is if you love this business the way you say you do, then eventually we're going to hear from you. And just to close this on a lighter note, because I know I heard all the sentiment, you know, and all the emotion tonight. On the lighter side, just remember, my grandfather used to always say, when you're standing in a crowded elevator and you smell somebody farted, remember, it came out somebody's ass.
You silly. I don't know what the moral of that story was. You said, another way you stank, huh? You're crazy, man.
Yeah, I thought we were going to keep it clean tonight. I had some of those kind of phrases. But you go, Frank.
God bless all you brothers. God bless you all.
God bless you.
All right, all right. Yeah. Hatch, what's your closing statement,
hey,
sir?
I'm gonna say like this. I had a very wise woman tell me one time, sitting in my kitchen, and that's my mother. She said, "Nothing in this world is free." You know, and as I look at it, I said, "Wow, she's correct." But then she said, "But there is one thing that's in this world, but not of this world, that is free." And I said, I'm kind of confused. I said, "What you talking about now, Ma?" She said, "That's your salvation." She said, "Jesus paid the price." But I'm going to just go and say like this. On the three L's, I'm going to just end it and close and saying, look, if it's not working for you, it's time to change and know what you want. And listen to those who have the experience. And as I learned in military, learn or burn. Never stop learning. And I just leave it like that. And to all those who listen out here that's serious and know the next step for them is their promotion, I seriously endorse Hip Hop National Radio and tell you, that's your next step. It's out here and it's waiting for you. So be all you can be. Have a good weekend. God bless all you brothers. It's good joining with you again. Good night.
Wow, what a powerful close. What a powerful close that was, Hatch. I wanted to say thank you guys for definitely participating in the topic tonight. It was, I think we had another wonderful show, man. So with that said, y'all upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. Maximize your exposure. It's soon to be changing to upload your MP3, so it'll be a little bit more clearly and free to the individuals who've been coming to the site. And then also you can hit the Jammin' or Slam It badge, and it will give you the same opportunity to upload your music. Okay, guys? On the OutCue, Dr. AT and Raw Dog, take it away.
Hand the flyers out, let the people see I'm back in the house.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
What's up,
sir?
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why hate every time I paint picture? I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving.
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game
there's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
Dungeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 20 plus seven whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wish they'd call me. They know they can't, so they call me. Hashtag player, hashtag player. Call me, hashtag player.
I got two up in him, why? Keep them on the line up, it's all splitting time up.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the deck. Bob, Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So low motion around here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't drip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the south side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my home style. Beat my morale, my southern hospital. With tea, plus they can hear it in my speech. Brothers feel records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, up the room, the man that you see. Brother here on the track, flow so poetically. I could have said more, but I'll leave it as a D. If you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Next song I deck. Gonna get down.
Nowadays, people can get pretty picky searching for that special one. But as long as you're here to get down, cool enough for me. So I stepped up in the building, and the whole place looked hopeless. Even too boring for the rodents and roaches. The whole room was silent, with a musty odor. Like the Gangnam Style guy having a dusty shoulder. So I brushed it off, and I walked in to see all of these fellas that were talking. But the ladies looking jaded, and they're yawning. So I kept a sharp grin when I got in. Then so quick, I hit focus towards the low kids who know this. I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about her new. Then I made a move. She was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With eye contact, I was lost. And this one track sent it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing to cross my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
That's the last thing to cross my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, what?
I don't care if you like sipping on a little guava. And I don't care if you like chilling in the thick of vala. I don't care if you like dipping in a bit of Prada. I don't gotta do the finada. That's the Kuna Matata. Yep. And you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet. While you're sitting great impatiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting because it came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night, we should side. Make it feel like we live in that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we can go all night and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress. Favorite this and that, because honestly I can care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch. I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing to cross my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
That's the last thing to cross my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, what? About to set it off. Hey baby, 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 what's up.
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, but nothing looks down, and looking around, all right, you gonna get down, I'm gonna get down, we gonna get down tonight.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a biting storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart, an indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Next on deck is Stitches, Cross the Finish Line.
Take away my poem embedded in my mind. And Oprah's ambition, I hope I give as much as she has. Sometimes it gets so rough that I can't even count my blessings right. Trying to get past all the things that no matter I pull it together, I'm not gonna fail. I'm not her, that's not who I wanna be. Don't compare. You not him, I don't ever let him tell you no different. You the driver in the seat, the passengers don't choose the road. No, there's shortcuts to the right that lead the wrong way. To my haters, can't be tell you we gon' see them better days. To my sisters, take pride, the color that God gave. To them that take your position, stand deadly. Know that life is still listening. Listen to that heartbeat, see the finish line is there. All you gotta do is breathe. Consider this your graduation day. Press C, watch me.
From the bottom, we rise. This is for my underdogs, don't give up. I know you feel like you can muster up some time. Just cross that finish line.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did. Just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah, say me.
Yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless through stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
Two steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control, your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With these blessings, I do travel,
yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in. Infinity,
yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less,
yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality, yes Lord,
yeah.
We are all human beings, yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings, come on,
yeah.
Because together we will achieve,
yeah.
I stand firm in this belief, equality, yes Lord, we all,
yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Human being.
Next on deck is A.Y. Lee My Way, a Bionic production.
Hey, why, what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one desire.
Then others hang on to every word like they the messiah. There is none higher, but on the contrary, I'm so sick and scary. So call for a citywide event before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first sit down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bordet. But still I pray, and this is still I say, I got neck while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day, but the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own court, I make my own rules. Put the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire.
But I've been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Is a solid homegrown influence on me? It's very limited. But for you, it's like you, that freshman kid with no ends and no friends. They did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one because you're taking some friend, passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. You're telling no business bits, so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. Instead, you fall back. You better smarten up because all brown knows to get you two girls in one cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead the jokers can't catch up. I'm
what? That fire, my one.
Does it first, but who does it bigger? Just like women, it's not who's cuter, but who's got the better figure. Go figure, all the rigmarole and who jumping means nothing if these cats keep lunching. So as long as you keep pine hopping, you'll never be chart-topping. Tell me why. A few years back, Mad Caps was walking around with an East Coast swag. And now they got a Southern drawl, throwing auto-tune on all their songs. And tell me why. You don't want to pay for the beats that'll change the game and make their style concrete. With current, it's past. Me, I pass. Enhance and advance while you trying to make a new dance.
That fire, my one.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.